Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on daf Lamed Ches and Beis. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah in Perek Shavuos HaDayanim. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Aliyah Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertzen family in memory of Dr. Donnie Lindenberg, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, Zichrono Levracha, whose third yard site was yesterday, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by Naomi and Johnny Dixon of London on the birth, Baruch Hashem, of their first grandchild, a son to Hannah and Daniel Ross. Mazel tov, they should be zocha lachnisa brisa shel Avraham Avinu bezmano legadlo l'torah l'chuppah l'maisim tovim. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is what we learn about Shavuos HaDayanim from the Shavua that Avraham Avinu imposed on Eliezer. Do we learn about being mashpia b'shem amfarosh? Do we learn about Nikitas Chayfetz, what exactly qualifies as a Nikitas Chayfetz? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a large part of today's daf is how we impress upon the person who's taking the Shavua just how severe a Shavua is, how we find a number of distinctions between a Shavua and other dinim in the Torah, that a Shavua is treated much more severely. And then the Gemara is going to explain the Brisa, so it's going to explain each of the distinctions between a Shavua and other Averos in the Torah. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a Machlok whether when we say that the minimum for Shavuos HaDayanim is Shtei Kesef, what is a minimum of Shtei Kesef? The Hodah needs to be Bepruta, but what needs to be Shtei Kesef? Is it the Taina that needs to be Shtei Kesef, or the Kfiras Taina needs to be Shtei Kesef? The portion of that which is being claimed that you are denying needs to be Shtei Kesef, so that's going to be Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and then the whole rest of the daf and into tomorrow's daf is a discussion of that Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So let's begin again. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Lamed Chesem Beis. Hechi Mashbin Lei. How are the Dayanim Mashbia, the person who's Chayiv Shvua? So Amar Vidam Rav Mashbin, also B'Shvua Amur B'Torah. They do it exactly the way Avraham Avinu did it to Eliezer in the Torah when he was Mashbia him about finding a wife for Yitzchak. Tichsiv Ashbiacha B'Hashem Elokei Hashamayim. And the pasuk continues, Elokei Haaretz Asher Lo Sikach Ish Levanim Bnos HaKenani Asher Anochi Yoshev B'Kirbo, that you can't take a wife for my son from the local Kananim, that you need to go to my family to find a wife for my son. Who is Rav assuming like when he says that it's the Shua Hamur B'Torah? Krabi Chanina Bar Idi, Da Amar Bein on Shema Miuchad. He seems to be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, who said when it comes to the Chiv of a Korban for someone who's Nishba L'Shakar, that he doesn't know Edels for somebody else, that you need Shema Miuchad in such a Shavua. And without that, you're not going to be Chayiv the Chomesh and the Asham. So we hear also you need Shema Miuchad for Shavuos HaDayanim. So Amalei, Afilu Teim Rabbana. No, we might even be assuming like the Rabbana Damri Bikinoi that say that you don't need Shema Miuchad, that in order to be Chayiv, the Chomesh and the Asham, all you need is a Kinoi of the Shem. Lav Davka Shema Miuchad. And the same is true by Shavuos HaDayanim. What then did Rav mean when he says Shavu Amur B'Torah? V'nafkamina D'tzarech L'tfusi Chefta B'yadei. What he's trying to say is that you need Nikitas Chefet. You need to hold a Sefer Torah at the time of the Shavua, or something like it, because of the severity of the Shavua, just like Avraham Avinu gave Eliezer, made Eliezer hold the Bris Milah at the time that he took his Shavua. That's how Rashi says. So the Rishonim ask, once the Makar is of that you need the Kitas Chefetz is derived from the Shavua of Avraham Avinu to Eliezer, why then do the Chachamim not learn from there also that you need Shema Miuchad? Meaning, just like you learn the Kitas Chefetz from Avraham Avinu, we should learn Shema Miuchad from Avraham Avinu as well. How can you say we only learn one and not the other? So the Rush gives a couple of answers. First answer he says is that the Chacham assume from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, it sounds like it works even Bikinui. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim sounds like a Kinui. The Meiri writes that even though Avram said Vashviacha Bahashem, the Torah says, Uvishmo Tishavea, and Kinuim are included in Shemo, Uvishmo Tishava. So and the second answer the Rush gives is the fact that you need to Nikita Schaefer benefits is the Takanas Chachamim in order to frighten the Nishba. And the Makar from the Shvuah of Avram Avinu to Eliezer is only an Asmachta. So it doesn't have to align that every detail of exactly what Avram Avinu did to Eliezer is exactly the same. And he said, now I understand why by other Shvuos, like Shvuos Eidus and Shvuos Bitoy and Shvuos Pikadon, you don't need the Kitas Chefetz, even though you're Mushpam Piacherim, because not everything has to be derived exactly from Avram Avinu. So the Tosos raises the question that even by Shar Shavuos you should require Nikitas Chefetz. So apparently Tosos learns that it's a real limud, that it's not just a Takanas Chachamim in order to frighten the person. It's a way that a Shavuah is supposed to be taken, and that's why Tosos is bothered by that kasha of why it is that we don't need Nikitas Chefetz for other types of Shavuos. But anyway, so that's what Rav meant to say. Not that you need the Shema Mefarash, but rather that you need Nikitas Chefetz. Kedurava, Damarava, Hai Daino Di Ishba, Ba'ashem Elokei Hashemayim, Nasa Kamisha Toa B'dvar Mishnah. If you have a Dayan that's Meshbiya, the person, Ba'ashem Elokei Hashemayim, but he doesn't bother doing Nikitas Chefetz, that's like a Toz B'dvar Mishnah V'chozer. And the whole din is invalid, and you need to be Meshbiya him again, and this time with Nikitas Chefetz. Toa B'dvar Mishnah doesn't mean that you made a mistake about a Mishnah per se. It means some area of knowledge that everybody's supposed to know. That it's so it could be a teaching of Rav, but it's something that everybody's supposed to know, and therefore that's called a Toa B'dvar Mishnah. V'amar Papa, hai dayin adishpa b'tfilin. If you have a dayin that's mashpia, someone who's chayv v'shvua, by having him hold on to tfilin and not the Sefer Torah, nasa k'misha Toa B'dvar Mishnah v'chozer. Rav Papa says that's also a Toa B'dvar Mishnah, and it also invalidates the whole Shavuah, and he's going to have to do it again, this time holding a Sefer Torah. V'ilchsa kavasei d'Rava. We do paskin like Rava, but v'las ilchsa kavasei d'Rav Papa. We do not paskin like Rav Papa's edition. So, hilchsa kavasei d'Rava d'Allah nakin chavta biyadei. We do paskin like Rava, that you need Nikitas Chefetz, and without Nikitas Chefetz, it's a Toa B'dvar Mishnah, and the whole thing is Chozer. But v'las ilchsa kavasei d'Rav Papa d'Allah nakin chavta biyadei. But we don't paskin like Rav Papa, that tefillin is also a Toa B'dvar Mishnah, because if you take a Shavuah on Tefillin, at least there is a Nikitas Chefetz. You're holding an item of Kedusha, so you can't call that a Toa B'dvar Mishnah where the whole thing is going to be Chozer. It is a very impactful Shavuah if a person is holding Tefillin as well. So how far does that go? What else besides for Tefillin would also not be a Toa B'dvar Mishnah, would also be a valid Nikitas Chefetz? So the Ritva quotes in the name of the Yesh Omrim, Hu Adin Tzitzis, if a person is holding Tzitzis and he takes the Shavuah. The Ritva says that can't be, because it needs to be a chefza shel kedusha. You know, there are different levels. Tefillin is tashmishe kedusha. A tzitzis is tashmishe mitzvah. What do you do when the tzitzis get worn out? They do not need geniza. Tefillin requires geniza. That which is associated with ksav shel Torah is tashmishe kedusha. That which is something that you do a mitzvah with is not on that level of tashmishe kedusha. It only has the status of tashmishe mitzvah. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Pei Zayin, writes in the name of Marivayil that you don't need Dafka Sefer Torah. Other Svarim work as well. The Sma explains that you have to say that other Svarim are better than Tefillin, because Tefillin is only a Bediyevet. Tefillin is not a Lichalchila. The Ramah makes it sound like other Svarim, if you have Sifrei Nach, this is a big Daf Yomi coincidence for our Shul. We just had Hachmas Sefer Torah with all of Sifrei Nach also. So if you have Sifrei Nach, that's got to be better than Tefillin. However, the Shach and the Taz disagree with Rama, and they say that no, other Svarim can't be better than Tefillin. It must be that Shavuah with other Svarim is also B'dievet, and just like Tefillin is a B'dievet, that Nikitas Chefetz ideally is supposed to be with the Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah definitely yes, Tefillin B'dievet, but the Gemara is Mufurish that it works. Are other Svarim like Tefillin, or are they better than Tefillin? Seems to be Machlokas between the Rama and the Shach and the Taz, and when it comes, is it even kosher to do a Nikitas Chefetz with Tzitzis? While the Ritva quotes Yesh Omrim that it is, Rov Rishonim would assume it's not, because it's not an item of Kedusha, it's only Tashmishe Mitzvah. Shavuah Mu'umad, Talmud Chacham Yushav. Someone who takes a Shavuah should be standing up, and a Talmud Chacham can do so sitting down. Shavuah B'Sefer Torah, Shavuah needs to be with Nikitas Chefetz with the Sefer Torah, Talmud Chacham L'Chadchila B'Tfilin. A Talmud Chacham even L'Chadchila mechatchila can take tefillin for Nikitas Chayfetz, even though for everybody else, as we just pointed out, it's only a b'diavad. Rav Haigon writes that we find a lot of gedarim in Chazal as far as what a Talmud Chacham is. For different areas of halacha, the definition of Talmud Chacham changes. But he says, as far as this, the gedar is what the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin says, which is Ezeu Talmud Chacham kol shemeniach tefillin. A Talmud Chacham is someone who's careful about putting on tefillin all the time. So the Sha'ach writes, so therefore it would turn out that Bizman Hazeh, we're all Talmidei Chachamim, meaning presumably most of us are careful about putting on tefillin all the time. So we're all Talmidei Chachamim legabe this, and therefore maybe even lechadchila we could use tefillin for Shavua. So that's what the Sha'ach writes in Siman Pei Zayin. In Chosh Mishpat says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shavuos Hadayanim Af Hi B'Lushona Ne'emra. Shavuos Hadayanim also is B'Lushona. Rashi says that means that you could say it in whatever language the guy understands, that it doesn't have to be B'Lushona Kodesh. The Rimigash says no, B'Lushona means the opposite. It means its language, Lushona Kodesh. It seems that the Gemara is going to be Mefurish like Rashi. It's going to be difficult to understand the Rimigash based on the Hemshik of the Gemara, but anyway, the Rimigash does say that. That means B'Lushona Kodesh, whereas most other Rishonim assume like Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Aleph, writes in the name of his Rebbeim that it's Dafka got to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, and then he writes, HaDayanim She'eshbiyo Esat Nishpa B'Kol Lashon Shu Makir HaRezu K'mitzvasa V'chein Horu HaGaonim, that any language works, and that's what the Gaonim said, Avol Rabbeinu Horu She'en Reshbim El B'Lashon HaKodesh. But Rabbeinu say that it can only be B'Lashon HaKodesh. And he says that we shouldn't rely on this Horah, and even though we're all about Dinim are mashpia b'lashon hakodesh, you need to let the nishba know. You need to make sure that you need to know the guy well enough to know that he knows what he's saying. Because most fundamentally, he needs to understand what he's saying. So whether you're going to hold that it's got to be b'lashon hakodesh or not, even if it's b'lashon hakodesh, he needs to understand it. The Radvaz writes that the reason for Rabosef Shal Rambam to use b'lashon hakodesh is that it's part of kedei la'ayim alav. That's what this whole brisa is about. That b'lashon hakodesh is scarier. The Kedusha of Lashon HaKodesh is going to frighten him a little bit. So maybe that's why there's the insistence on Lashon HaKodesh. But anyway, B'Lashon HaNe'emra, Pashupshat means in any language. So Omrim Lo, we say to him, Havi Yodea, you should know the following, Shekol Olam Kulun Nizdaz B'Shah Shomar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha L'Shav, that the whole world shook when Hashem said Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha L'Shav. And V'Kol Averu Shabbatorin Ne'emra Ben V'Nakei, and all other Averis in the Torah, it says that Hashem will provide kapara for people who do tshuva. It's one of the midos shatar, it's one of the midos sarachimim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kan ne'emar, but when it comes to Shva Sheker, it says lo yinake, that Hashem is not going to provide kapara, even when you do tshuva. V'kal Averis Shabbatorin Nefron Mimenu, v'kan Mimenu Mimishpachto, all other Averis in the Torah, the person who does the Averis gets punished. When it comes to Shva Sheker, the whole family gets punished. Ne'emar, al titin espicha lachti espisarecha. Don't cause through Shva Sheker that your Besorcha is going to suffer. Vein Besoro Elokrovo. Besorcha means relatives. Shenemar. How do I know Besorcha means relatives? Because the Pasuk in Yeshayo says, Umi Besorcha Lotis Aleim. That you have to take care of your family. So Besorcha means your family. Vekalavir Shabbatar in front, Mimenu. Vekan Mimenu Mikol Olam Kulo. All other Averis in the Torah, the person who does the Averis is going to pay the price. By Shva Sheker, the whole world pays the price. Because it says, with regard to the Averos that bring Puranas to the entire world, in Sefer Hosea, Alo V'Chachash, that the Shvua Sheker causes all sorts of trouble for everybody. So says the Gemara, Ve'ema Adavalu Lukulu. Well, wait a second, maybe the Puranas that comes to the entire world is if you do all of the Averos that are identified in that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gano V'Na'ov Paratu V'damim V'damim Naga'u. So it talks about stealing, talks about znus, talks about ritzicha, and Shvua Sheker also. And that's going to bring Puranas to the whole world. So maybe if all of those things are being violated, Puranas come to the whole world. How do I know that if even just Shvua Sheker is violated, Puranas come to the whole world? Lo sal kadai tuchtuchsiv mipnei Allah of La Ha'aretz. Because the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, on Allah alone, which means Shvua Sheker alone of La Ha'aretz. That's going to cause the whole world to be in Avelus. That's going to cause the destruction to the world. So the Brice had said that all averus in the Torah, the guy gets paid back for, and the Shvur Sheker, it's the whole world that pays for it, because it says Alo v'chachesh. So the Brice says Uksiv, and the Pasukim of Hosea says Al kein te'avel ha'aretz v'umal kol yoshev ba. So because the Shvur Sheker, the onesh comes to the entire world. V'kol averus shebetorah im yesh lo zchus tolun lo shnayim u'shlosha doros. All other averus in the Torah, even though you did the averus, you deserve to get punished right away. If you have some sort of zechus, the punishment can wait two or three generations. V'kan nifrad mimenu li'alter. But when it comes to Shvur Sheker, the payment comes swiftly. Shenemar otzisiyah nu'um Hashem tzvakos uba el beis hagadah ve'el beis hanishba b'shmi l'sheker v'lona b'toch beis v'chilatu v'seitzo v'savanov. That someone who's nishba l'sheker, I'll wipe out his whole house. V'otzisiyah li'alter. But otzisiyah means that the klala comes immediately. Uva el beis hagadah and will come to the house of the God of Zea Goniv Das Abrios. That's a reference to someone who's Goniv Das, Shein Lo Momen Eitzel Chavero, who is not owed money by somebody else, Vitoano Mashbio, and he still makes a tainer on him so that the other guy will have to take a shvua, so he's causing frivolous shvuas. Ve'el beis hanishpa b'shmin l'sheker, and who, so meaning it's not any Goniv Das, it's a Goniv Das meaning who causes a frivolous shvua. It's all about shvua, right? That's where who's going to get punished for this. Ve'el beis hanishpa b'shmin l'sheker k'mashma'o, and that means what it sounds like. Someone who takes a shvua sheker. Vilana betoch beso, the klala is going to rest in his house. Vichilatu, the seitz of esavanim is going to wipe it out in the eitzim and the avanim of his house. So someone who you see clearly in the pasuk, you take a shvua sheker, he get paid back immediately, and it's severe. So it says, Maralamad, Dvarim Shein Eshu Mayim Mechalin Osan, shvua sheker Mechalin Osan. That which even fire and water cannot destroy, those are two very damaging forces when it comes to a home, right? If a person has a flood in their home, it destroys everything. A fire destroys everything. But even that which fire and water cannot destroy, Shvua Sheker will destroy, because stone is not destroyed by water, nor is it destroyed by fire. But it says Ves Eitzav Ves Avanav is going to be destroyed by Shvua Sheker. The Marshal explains that the idea is that since the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the basis of the Kiyum HaOlam and the Yisod that Hashem created the whole world on, Ki Beka Hashem Tzur Olamim, so therefore someone who uses that Shem Hashem Lashav is weakening the whole foundation of the world, the whole foundation of the Bria. So Dvarm Shein Eshu Mayim Mechalosan, Shvua Sheker Mechalosan, because you're taking away the Koach of the Yisod of the entire Bria. So within the Bria there are more powerful things and less powerful things. So Evan can withstand Eish and Mayim, but nothing can withstand a disrespect to the Shem Hashem, which is the foundation of the entirety of Bria. In Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that Shvua Sheker, even though it doesn't carry with it a Misas Beis Din, is has a greater onesh bidei shemayim than many averus that do have a Misas Beis Din, because someone who's nishma l'sheker is mechal las Hashem v'losishma b'shmi l'sheker v'chilat Hashem elokecha, the pasuk says, and chil Hashem at least in the Beis Din Shel Maila has a much greater impact than other averus, meaning normally we measure the severity of an avera based on the onesh in Beis Din Shalmata. But Rabbeinu Yonah says there are exceptions, and Shvua is an exception. Shvua Sheker, even though it does not carry with it an onesh Misas Beis Din, it apparently is extremely, extremely severe. Imamar, if the fellow, after hearing all this, says, Eini Nishba, okay, I don't want to do this, I'm not going to say, I'll just pay, whatever it is, I'll just pay rather than swear, Poter Oso Miyad, so right away we let him out of Beis Din, so that he shouldn't change his mind. He said, okay, go home quick, you know, we don't want him to think about it too much. V'imamar, Hareini Nishba, but if he insists, I'm going to swear because I'm telling the truth, and why should I lose money? So the people who are there, who are standing there, say to each other, "Suru name al ole anosh marashoyim ha'ele." Let's get out of here, out of the company of these rishoyim. Ukshemashbiin also, and when they make him take the shvua, omrim lo, they say, "Haviyodeya." You should know that when you say these words of the shvua, shalom al daitcha anu mashbiin osach oscha, we are not making you say the words based on whatever translation of the words you have in your own mind about how these words should be interpreted. Ela al das hamakom val das beis din. It's based on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we understand the words that you are saying. Meaning, you can't say, oh, in my language that I just made up, this word means that, and that word means... No, it's exactly the way the impression that you're giving off is what the Shavuah is to, and not whatever's going on in your head, and how you can touch up what you're saying. Because we find when Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshbiya Klal Yisrael at Arvos Moav, that they have to be Mekayim the Torah. Amarlen, Du'u, Shalom al Datchem ani Meshbiya Eschem. This bris is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not al Datchem, el al Das HaMakom v'al Dati, Shem Rav Lo Itchem Levatchem, because it's not only for you. So V'lo Itchem is as if Lo Eschem, it's not your own Machshava. So Kies Asher Yeshno Po, Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Krisis Bris is going to be with those who are there, ainly Elos and Omdan al Har Sinai. I would only know about that generation that was there at Har Sinai. That's the Yeshno Po. Doros Habayim V'gerim Asidin L'skayir Minayim. How do I know that that bris is binding on future generations and also those who ultimately convert to Judaism? Talmudom Arves Asher Einenu. Po Imanu Ayom. The pasuk continues. Those who are not there. So that includes not those who had previously been there, but those who in the future will be there. The future generations and the Gerim that will come. I would only learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael in a Shavuah that they have to fulfill the mitzvahs that they were mekabel at Har Sinai. Mitzvahs hasidus l'schadesh kigod mikra megillah minayin. What about all the mitzvahs midrabanan that they ensued mikra megillah and nerchanuk and things like that? How do I know that's also included in the bris? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says by Purim, kimu v'kiblu. It says kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, which means kimu masha kiblu kvar, that they were mekayim, that which they were already mekabel, that they were mekabel with a bris and a shvua by Moshe Rabbeinu. So to be mekayim the mitzvos that the chacham are going to be mesaken as well, and that includes mikra megillah and every other mitzvah midrabanan as well. So now the Gemara begins to explain the brisa. That was a long brisa. So now we elaborate and explain the brisa. My af hi b'lashon nemra. What does the brisa mean when it says that af even this shvus adyanim is b'lashon nemra? Meaning what else was b'lashon nemra that this is added to some sort of list? So kiditnan, because there's a mishnah sota daf lamed beis. What needs to be said in lashon hakodesh and what could be said in any other language? Elu nemar b'chalashon, and the mishnah says the following can be said in any language and does not have to be in lashon hakodesh. Parsha sota, when the kohen is mashpia the sota that she was not mizana, and he reads the parsha that has a shvua in the lashon that she understands it, not in lashon hakodesh. And vidui meiser in the fourth and the seventh years, you have to get rid of all the trumas and meisros that you will have left around your house that you never took care of. And after you do that, you say a vidui meisros. You say the parsha that appears in the Torah, Kriya Shema, the three parshas of Kriya Shema could be said in any language. The Mishmur Sim Samach Bey says in the name of the Bach, yes, it could be said in any language. Mitzvah minamuvchar to say it b'lashon hakodesh. So even though it's beferish in the Mishnah, you can say it in any language. We're knowing to do the mitzvah minamuvchar to say it in l'shon hakodesh. Utfila, the Shmoneh Esrei, could be said technically in any language. Now the Gemara qualifies this. Gemara in Sota says when a tzibur davens, it could be said in any language. When a yachid davens, his tefila needs a little more help, so his tefila has to dafka be said in l'shon hakodesh. And Mishmur writes, and even b'tzibur, it's mitzvah min amuvchar to daven dafka in l'shon hakodesh. Right? This was one of the problems. Rav Shachtel often points out that the early parts of the Reform movement, they were following the halacha. The halacha says that you can daven in the language that people understand. So that's what they started introducing, the language that people understood. So what was the problem? They were tamid chacham, they were following the halacha, they knew what the Mishnah said. Problem was that they were gedolei olam and they didn't consult with the gedolei olam. They just decided what to do without consulting to make a change in the way that we observe Judaism without consulting with gedolei Torah is a problem, and it would have been more sensitive to the kind of impact that this could have. And you see the impact that it had. Now, Bir Halacha writes that if a person is Yirei Shamayim, and his whole intention is to daven b'kavana, so he should daven in a language that he understands if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. But if he's but otherwise, he should daven b'Lashon HaKodesh, because Bir Halacha points out Lashon HaKodesh has certain skulos that other Lashonos don't have. It's Lashon HaKodesh Baruch Hu spoke with his Nevi'im, and when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakin, the Nusach HaTfilah, there were 120 Zekanim, and among them were Nevi'im, and they went through every word of every bracha to make sure that it accomplishes something up in Shemayim. So a person's going to daven in translation, you're missing out on a lot of that. So even though technically you're allowed to daven, b'kalashon, it's really much, much smarter to familiarize oneself with what the words mean in Lashon HaKodesh and to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. U'birkas ha-mazon, benching could also be b'kalashon, u'shvuas ha-edus, u'shvuas ha-bikadon, u'shvuas ha-edus, u'shvuas ha-bikadon, could also be b'kalashon v'ka'amar nami, and that's what the Bryce is telling us, shvuas ha-deyanim afhi b'lashon ha-nemra, that shvuas ha-deyanim also could be in any language and doesn't need to be b'lashon ha-kodesh. So that's the kasha of the Rimigash. You hear the Gemara's mefurash that it could be in any language, and the Rimigash said b'lashon ha-nemra means that it has to dafka be in l'shon ha-kodesh. Okay, Omer Mar, the Bryce then went on to say, Omer Mlo, that we tell the guy, havi yodeh shkol olam kulun nizdaz b'shon ha-shomer kodesh baruch lo sisa shem ha-shem elokech ha-lashav. The whole world shook when Hashem said lo sisa. My time, why dafka with this mitzvah did the whole world shake? There are a lot of important mitzvahs. Ile mishum dis yav b'sinai, if you're going to say, because this one was given at our Sinai. Well, eser dibros nami is yav. It's not the only one. There were 10 commandments, 10 dibros that were given at Sinai. Ve'el mishum d'chamira. No, it must be because this is more chomer than all other averos. Says more, it's more chomer than all other averos? Umi chamira? Is it really more chomer than everything? Va'atanya. Don't we have a braisa? Eluin kalos. What is the definition of a mitzvah kala? We're just doing tshuva alone is mechaper for it. Asei velos asei. You violate an asei. You violate a los asei that doesn't have kares or misas based in chutz mi losisa. But a los asei other than losisa. With chamuros. And what's chamuros? Zokrisus and misas based in. You violate something that has a much more severe penalty. Chiv kares, misas based in. And also velosisa imahen. Losisa, even though it doesn't have kares or misas based in, gets put on the list of chamuros. But it's not uniquely chamur. It's as chamur as the krisos and misas based in. So how can you say that that the whole world shook only for losisa? What about for eating on Yom Kippur? What about for rayos? What about for chil Shabbos? All of those things are just as severe. So elik at the ketanik time of kol v'er shabbatar nemer ben v'nakei v'kan nemer lo yinakei. No, that's the next line of the brisa where the brisa starts identifying in what way it's different. That it says lo yinakei specifically by shvuah sheker. Kol v'er shabbatar lo nemer ben lo yinakei. But is that true by all averos in the Torah? It doesn't say lo yinakeh v'aksiv. Doesn't the pasuk say when it describes all averos v'nakeh lo yinakeh that Hashem is not menakeh the ovrei avera? People who do averos do not get cleansed of their sin. So says Rami by Rabbi Lazar. That we darshan like Rabbi Lazar. That pasuk v'nakeh lo yinakeh titanya because the Brisa says Rabbi Lazar Omer iev shalomar v'nakeh. You can't say v'nakeh because shekvar nemar lo yinakeh because then the next word is lo yinakeh. And iev shalomar lo yinakeh shekvar nemar v'nakeh. So it's a stira mineu bay. Is it nakeh or lo yinakeh? So okay, it said menakeh l'shavim. Meaning menakeh l'shem shavim. Depends who the person is. If the person did tshuva, then v'nakeh. Then Hashem is going to cleanse them of the sin. If they didn't do tshuva, then Hashem will not cleanse them of their sin. But by Shvua Sheker, even with Tshuva, it's lo yinakeh. And that's the chumra of Shvua Sheker. Kol averos shebetorah nifrad mimenu, kad mimenu mishpachta. We then said all averos in the Torah, the guy himself gets punished. Shvua Sheker, him and his entire family. Kol averos shebetorah mishpachta lo, are all other averos in the Torah, his family just gets off scot-free? V'aksiv, but doesn't it say in the parsha of Molech, v'samti espanai be'ishahu u'bimishpachto, that the guy who worships Molech, he and his family will be punished. V'tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Imhu chata mishpachta machatas. And Rabbi Shimon says, why is that fair? What did the family do wrong? Lo melcha, this teaches you, ein lecha mishpacha sheyesh ba moches, shein kula mochsin. V'sheyesh ba listim, shein kula listim. V'nei shem chapen alav. That when you have a criminal in the family, usually the rest of the family is covering for what he's doing, and therefore they also deserve punishment. So if there's a tax collector in the family, if there's a bandit in the family, they're all, in a certain sense, tax collectors and bandits. So it says Gemara, Hasam Bedina Achrina. So again, the kasha was, how can you say that Shvua Sheker is unique in that the family suffers? All averos, the family suffers. So says Gemara, no. Hasam Bedina Achrina. By other averos, they get a lighter punishment. Hach Bedina Didei. But by Shvua Sheker, the family suffers the same level punishment he gets. Kedetanya, Rabbi Omer, V'chrati Oso Matam Lomar. What's the pasuk teaching? Milu Fishin Emer, because the pasuk says, V'samti Ani Espanai, Yachol kol mishpach v'kulu b'ikareis. You might think they all get kareis. Tam lomar oso. Oso b'ikareis v'lo kol mishpach v'kulu b'ikareis. He gets kareis, not everybody else. So that difference between the avarian himself and his entire family is true by other averos. But by shvua sheker, the rest of the family gets the same thing that he gets. V'kal avir shepetor in front mimenu, v'kan mimenu m'kal olam kulo. And then we said that all other another difference between shvua sheker and all other averos is that the entire world gets punished for Shura Sheker. Wait, all other averus in the Torah, the world doesn't suffer from it. Don't we learn that we have a sense of arvus, and therefore when other people don't do mitzvos or do averus, we too are held responsible? Not everybody's held responsible, only those who could have done something about it and didn't do something about it. Someone who could have protested and stopped the person and didn't do so, they're held responsible. But not everybody else. Whereas by Shua Sheker, the whole world is held responsible. What is the difference between Rishayim from his own family that could have made a macha'a and other Rishayim who are not from the family as far as the pranas that they're going to get, if everyone's going to get punished? And bein tzadikim de mishpachtel, tzadikim de alma. And also what's between the tzadikim of his own family and tzadikim that are not from his family in terms of the onesh. So who b'shar averos, when it comes to the chote himself, by other averos outside of shvur sheker, b'dineh, he gets the onesh that the Torah says he gets. Urishayim de mishpacha, the rishayim in his family that could have done something about it and didn't stop him, b'din chamur. They don't get exactly what he gets, but they get a pretty severe din. Urishayim de alma, other rishayim that had the ability to make a macha and didn't, b'din akal. They also get punished with a lighter punishment. Tzadiki da'achavach patiri. But anyone who couldn't have done anything about it is totally potter when it comes to other averus. But gabe shvua, when it comes to shvua sheker, who rishayim de mishpacha kedinei? Both he and the rishayim in his family, meaning the people in his family that could have done something about it, get exactly what he gets. Or rishayim de alma b'din chamur. Other rishayim get a severe din. Tzadiki da'achavach b'din akal. And the tzadikim both in his family and in the rest of the world will have a din akal. But the whole world, in some way or another, suffers from shvua sheker. Imamar eni nishpa. So if the guy says, I don't want any part of this, I'm not going to take a shvua, I'll just pay the money, potro samiyad, we send him home right away. Imamar hareni nishpa, hom shamom zel zesur name ala ale anoshama rishoy me'ela. If he says, I'm going to swear, then we say, the people that were standing there said, let's turn away from these rishoyim. Wait, these rishoyim? Bishlam udakam ishtava kai bisura. I get the guy taking the shvua is called a rasha, because he's taking a shvua, but what about the other guy? He just wants his money back, so he's not allowed to sue someone when the guy takes his money. So says Mar Kedetanya, Rav Shimon ben Tavern Omer, Shvua Hashem Tia Bein Shneim, Melamit Shechala Shvua Al Shneim, that the onesh of the shvua is chal on the guy who takes the shvua l'sheker and the guy who makes him take the shvua, even if the shvua is even if the taina that he's saying is the taina's ms, and he just wants his money back. Why does he get punished for that? So Rashi explains, not for suing him. He's allowed to sue him. He's allowed to do that. He's entitled to get his money back. It's for getting involved in business with someone that you knew you couldn't trust to begin with. Meaning you have to be careful with who you're going to get involved in business with, because you have to see where this is going to lead. So you shouldn't have gotten involved with someone who ultimately is going to have to be mashbiya. And when we make him take the shvua, we say, it's not the own language, your own language that you have in your mind that this shvua is about. Why does he have to say that? Mishum kanya derava, because of the story that happened in Rava's Beis Din. The Gemara records in the Darim Daf Chafei that a guy took a shvua that he already paid the chov, because while he was taking the shvua, he asked the taveya to hold his cane for him, and he hid the money inside of his cane. So the taveya was holding the cane. So in my mind, I already paid it back, because he's holding the money right now. He's just going to give it back to me as soon as I'm done. And the taveya was so upset, he slammed the cane to the ground, and all the money came out, and they realized what had happened. So now they realize they have to say that it's all daidcha, it's based on the impression that you're giving the rest of us. Okay, atayna shtei kesef. So now back to the halacha of Shavuos Modeh B'Mitzvos. So we said the Taina has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef. What has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. The portion that he's denying owing has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef. Ushmuel Amar Taina Atzma Shtei Kesef. No, the Taina itself has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef. Afil lo kafar el bepruta. The portion that he's denying could be as small as a pruta. Velo hodel el pruta. And the portion that he's admitting to, everyone agrees, could be even a pruta chayiv. For that, he's going to be chayiv a shvua. Amar Rav Adaykim Asnis and Kavasei Derav. The Mishnah seems to be like Rav Ukray Kavasei Shmuel, whereas the Psukim seem to fit better like Shmuel. Adaykim Asnis and Kavasei Derav. The Mishnah seems to fit Rav better because the Katani Atainish Shtei Kesef Al Dosh of Pruta Vilu Kfiras Taina Pruta Lo Katani. When it identifies what could be a minimum of a pruta, it says Hoda'a is a minimum of a pruta. It doesn't say the portion that you deny can be a minimum of a pruta. That sounds like the portion that you deny is going to be more than a pruta. Namely, that's going to be Shtei Kesef. Utnan Nami, and we have a Mishnah Maseches Bamatzia when it goes through all the things that are a Shava Pruta. So, Hodah B'Pruta. It says one of the things that's a Shava Pruta is the Hodah portion of Modeh Mitzvos is a Pruta. Vilu Kfira B'Pruta Lokatani. It never says the portion that he's denying is a minimum of Pruta. Why? Because it must be way more than a Pruta. The portion that he's denying must be Shtei Kesef. So that's why where we see that the Mishnayos go like Rav. Ukrai kavasi de Shmuel. But the Psukim are more Meduyuk like Shmuel. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says in the Parshas HaShomrim, where we learn the Chiv Shuas Modeh Mitzvos from, it says, Ki itein ish al re'ehu kesef o kelim lishmar. So apparently kesef and kelim are linked together in the Pasuk. So ma kelim shnayim, just like kelim is said in plural, so it means a minimum of two, av kesef, so too when it says kesef, shnayim, it's a minimum of two. And we also link kelim to kesef in the following way. Ma kesef davar chashuv, just like kesef has to be a davar chashuv, which is a ma'a kesef, so af kol davar chashuv, so to any object that he's toveya has to be a davar chashuv in order to be chayiv shvua on. So the pasuk is talking about someone who's toveya shtei ma'os kesef, because it says that it's got to be a davar chashuv and there's got to be two of them. So if a ma'a kesef is a davar chashuv, so the tain is on shtei ma'os kesef. V'kamer rachmana, and the pasuk says that when the Nitva says ki huzeh, that this chelik alone is what I owe you, and I don't owe you the rest of what you're claiming, meaning is Modeh B'Mitzvos, meaning is Modeh B'Mitzvos of that two ma'os kesef, then he has to swear on the rest. So you see, like the Shita of Shmuel, that even if you're Modeh on mitzvos of the Shtei Kesef, you don't need to be Modeh on all of the Shtei Kesef. V'Rav, and Rav would respond, no, I'm in Bayile lo dub b'mitzvos ataina. The word zeh is not there to teach me that you could be that it's possible to be mashpia on a kfira of less than shnei kesef. No, it's needed to tell me the very concept that the word zed that he's only moda on that part and the rest he's kofar on, and it's teaching me that only if there's hodah b'mitzvos is he chayiv shvua, and that a kofar akol is not chayiv shvua. That's what I learned from zed, that the chayiv shvua is only for a moda b'mitzvos. Ushmul ksiv hu ksiv zed. Shmuel says there's enough space in the pasuk to learn both things from there. De'i kafar b'mitzvos va'odi b'mitzvos chayiv, that only if he was modeh b'mitzvos he's going to be chayiv. V'rav, and Rav will say that the kfira has to be b'shtei kesef. Rav will say that the two words hu and zeh are chad lehodah b'mitzvos ataina v'chad lehodah mimin ataina, that I need both of those words, one to tell me the din of modeh b'mitzvos and the other one to tell me the modeh b'mitzvos only works when it's mimin ataina, when that which he's Modeh to is the same min as that which is being claimed from him. Ushmuel, and Shmuel will say, Lav memela sham mina. Don't you see that straight from the pasuk that you need that you don't need a kfira of shtei kesef the chasru lataina? Because if the Torah says that the tviya shtei kesef, so when you're modeh in part of that tviya, you're obviously being modeh in less than shtei kesef. Meaning if the pasuk is telling me that the whole taina is shtei kesef, and the pasuk is telling me that you chayv shvua for modeh b'mitzvos, so obviously you're modeh unless you're being kofar in less than shtei kesef. Elo amalach Rav kesef kiyasa meyikar l'kfiru udasa. So no, the way Rav learns the pasuk is when it says kesef, it's not talking about the taina; it's talking about the portion of the taina that the guy is being kofar. Dim kain, because if you're going to say that it's about the tviya itself, the taina itself, let the Torah say say kiite nishal reo kelim lishmar v'ana amina, and I'll figure out on my own. Ma kelim shnayim, I've called shnayim. Just like kelim means two, so too anything that's mechayev v'shvua has to dafka be two. Kesef tekos rachman alamali. Why does it have to spell it out? Why does it have to say the word kesef? It may not be the taina tenei in the kfira. It's not needed to teach me that the taina needs to be shtei kesef. It must be that it's there to teach me that the kfira sataina needs to be shtei kesef. Ushmul amalach, and Shmuel will say ikos rachman kelim v'lo kos of kesef. Had it only said kelim and not said the word kesef, hava amina ma kelim shnayim af kol shnayim, I would have said, yeah, that's just like kelim is plural, so too whatever he's asking for has to be more than one. Avol davar chashuv lo binan, but where would I know that it has to be a davar chashuv, that has to be some significant amount? I would think two teeny needles or something that's worthless would also be a valid form of a chiv shvuas modu b'miktsas. So kamash milan, that's why the pasuk has to tell me the word kesef, that anything outside of kelim has to start with a tviya that has a shir chashuv. What's a shir chashuv? Shtei ma'os kesef. And therefore, the pasuk is not extra to tell me that the kfira sataina is shtei ma'os kesef. No, the Shmuel says the taina is shtei ma'os kesef. He's moda in part of that, and therefore, the portion that he's kofar in is by definition less than shtei ma'os kesef. Whereas Rav learns that when the pasuk talks about shtei ma'os kesef or alludes to shtei ma'os kesef, it's talking about the kfira sataina and not the actual taina itself. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanan, where we're bringing rayas back and forth in this discussion. Okay, have a great day, everybody.